going.
Yep, clickety-click-clack-a-clack-clack-click.
Gone. Exciting. Okay. Now, back to getting ready for the show.
Are you ready to receive a ton of guff, Craig?
Sure.
Oh, no. You got guffed?
Yeah, we got guff. Quite a bit. I toned it down. I didn't tone it down. I picked the best ones.
Okay. Wait, we got guffed or he got guffed?
Specifically Craig.
Oh, shoot.
And some statements that he made.
Okay.
I make a lot of statements. Baby, if you ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm playing Puzzle Quest in Cincinnati. Eric Ronan, Cincinnati. And BQ.
Oh, that was bad.
Yeah, I didn't know where to take it.
You were going strong, and then you kind of ran into a wall. I'm set for the show. If anybody else is interested in doing the show, there looks like there's some good stuff going on this week, and I actually played a little Puzzle Quest this week, so I'm ready.
You've gotten a couple of strange tokens by now?
I have. All two of them.
Yep.
Strange tokens.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know how many strange tokens I've gotten.
Well, you should have got one for each of the two events to open up the vault.
True.
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking the strange sights.
Oh, God, you got at least a half dozen by now, probably more. I would guess you probably got about six, maybe seven.
Double it. I just counted. I had 12.
Okay. So twice as many as I anticipated you having, so that I should just guess that from now on. Hang on. I hear a car alarm going off. I think it's mine. I'll be back. And I'm back. Ouch! Hold on. I'm out. Oh, I'm dying. Okay, I'm back.
Whew. I have clicked broadcast.
All right.
We are almost broadcasting. We have gone live.
Okay. Woo. Woo. All right, so I had a question to ask you guys, which is completely off topic, so I'm just going to get out of the way right away.
Okay.
So this morning I woke up with the theme song for Nanny and the Professor stuck in my head.
Who?
Nanny and the Professor.
Nope. You've already lost me, but go on.
Really?
Yeah, why would...
Ray, do you know Nanny and the Professor?
I don't think so.
Dang. All right, so I bring this up at work, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Nanny and the Professor is stuck in my head. And they're like, what are you talking about? Whole room full of people. I'm like, it's Nanny and the Professor. They're like, what? So I bring it up. This was a
this
show.
This was a show made for you, yeah. Only in your imagination.
So there was a show.
I had no idea.
You had a, you know, 70s handsome man with three children. He hires a nanny, and she's like a witch, and she has magic and can make things happen. Right?
Of course she does.
So she's got a, you know, a sweet theme
like
song.
Like they do.
Right. And so we play it on YouTube, and I sing like the whole words along to the theme song, right? And everyone's, you know, looking at me like I got four heads.
Rightfully so.
Right. So I'm like, oh, well, I'm like, come on. It showed up on Nick at Night right at about the same time as The Ghost and Mrs. Muir. And they said, the what now? And I said, The Ghost and Mrs. Muir, obviously. And they're like, what did you watch as a child? I'm like, it's The Ghost and Mrs. Muir. And they're like, nope. I'm like, you know, lady rents out a, you know, an old, you know, mansion by the sea. It's haunted by, you know, like a pirate ghost. And they're like, nope. I said, come on. And they're like, nope.
Pirate ghost or a ghost pirate?
Well, he's the ghost of an old sea captain.
Mm.
Right? And his descendant owns the house. And those two don't get along, the ghost and the descendant. So the ghost is very upset that he rents this house to this woman and her children. But, you know, things work out, and the two of them become friends and TV show. But anyway, the ghost is the guy who goes on to become like Michael's handler on Ghost on Knight Rider.
Ah, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's that actor.
Wow.
But really, no, you don't know Ghost and Mrs. Muir or...
I've at least heard of the Ghost and Mrs. Muir. I didn't know the details of it, but that title I have...
No?
Yeah. You know, no.
Nanny Phoebe Philolicky?
No. I IMDb'd Nanny and the Professor just to make sure that it was a thing.
It was.
And it does have people who like this also liked The Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
Big and bang. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you watch some. I mean, it doesn't shock me in the least. I mean.
But like.
You
like,
watch some
catchy,
real
though.
Garbage now. Like, yeah. You are non-discriminating when it comes to television. You're like, what's on this thing? Oh, that's a good show. What are you watching? I don't know.
I do like a lot of terrible TV shows.
I think
I am the only person who watched The Godfather of Pittsburgh. I'm pretty sure it was just me.
I bet he watched it.
Probably.
He was proud as heck.
But yeah, it was. It's like, you know, man, nobody knows Nanny the Professor.
No.
No.
All right. I encourage everyone to go to YouTube and watch the first episode of Nanny the Professor and get that theme song stuck in your head because it's awesome.
I would like to discourage everyone from doing that and spend your time more constructively.
So I clicked on one of the little kids, and apparently she grew up to be a nice blonde hottie. And so there you go.
That's a good nanny.
But she is one of the stars of Sharknado 3, Oh Hell No. Oh.
Well, it's one of them is Kim, what's her bucket, who's, she went on to be in Escape from Witch Mountain. Now she's on The Real Housewives or whatever.
Oh, she is? Yeah. I didn't know she was in anything. I just thought she was a housewife. Zolak or something. Is that right?
I don't know what her name is now. It was Kim something else before.
Mm. Well, Kim Richards is the girl that I clicked on.
Oh, yeah. Richards. Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, she went on to be in the Disney movies.
Mm.
Escape from Witch Mountain.
Oh,
Return
the original
Mountain.
Escape from Witch Mountain.
Yeah.
Race to Witch Mountain.
Yeah, I thought The Rock was in that.
No, that was the crap remakes.
Unlike the quality original.
I'm talking about the quality 70s version.
Just so you're aware, she also played Nancy Lou in The Dukes of Hazzard.
I do not recall that.
Daisy's
is that
cousin?
Is that after the cousin showed up and everyone quit watching that show because it was terrible?
Likely.
Man, the cousins ruined that show something fierce. Woo, that turned that show into a big pile of stinky poo.
I'm just in a IMDb black hole now going down.
The IMDb rabbit hole.
She was in one episode. It was called Cooter's Girl, and apparently she was Cooter's Girl.
I wish that I was Cooter's Girl. Where can I find a cooter like that?
Oh, my goodness. I got to get... let me throw you guys a rope ladder and pull you out of this hole. This is terrible.
Anyway.
Right. I'm closing IMDb.
Soft
I'm
and
back.
Sweet, wise and wonderful. Ooh, our mystical, magical nanny. That's all I've got to say about that. Anyway, so moving on. Let's talk about Puzzle Quest. Greetings, Troopers, and welcome to the 78th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me, as always, KS72, Sneaky Beat 15, Ray and Ian, the Puzzle Warriors. Gentle folks.
Hello.
Shazam.
Oh, no, Billy Batson. What's Billy's last name? Billy Batson? Is that Shazam's last name?
I don't remember Billy's
Billy
last
Madsen,
name.
Billy Batson.
It's not Madison.
No, Madsen. Like M-A-T-S-O-N. It's Madsen or Batson or... I don't know. Little kid turns into,
absolutely.
Egyptian god. I don't know. I didn't read that comic.
You've lost me again. I have no idea what
Shazam. You don't know who Shazam is?
I know who Shazam is. End of list.
Same guy. He's a little boy.
Yeah, he's a kid who yells Shazam and the lightning bolt hits him in the chest and all of a sudden he's Earth's strongest. Yeah, he's Earth's strongest mortal.
Right.
He's got an evil counterpart named Black Adam.
Yeah.
I am aware that there was a character named Shazam.
Hmm. Batson is his last name.
Okay.
There you go. Little Shazam. All right. So this is the week of February 15th through February 22nd. So yesterday, happy spending money day, everybody.
It was a Tuesday. I don't have time for that.
Oh, okay. Spend some money this weekend. I don't know.
Yeah, we did it last. We hung out last weekend.
Oh.
The weekend prior to the holiday known as Valentine's Day.
Can I just say that doing Valentine's Day not on Valentine's Day is the way to go?
Yeah, it's jam.
We went out to dinner Monday night and had the restaurant to ourselves. All the wait staff had nothing to do. They were all over whatever we needed. It was fantastic.
Yeah, because they were all getting, dreading tomorrow. So they were in good mood on Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, hopefully you bought your significant other something or other.
Hopefully
dinner,
it was
did something.
Hopefully it was a t-shirt for the Puzzle Warriors 3 from CafePress.com.
Yeah. One of our readers got one of those. So that, that was nice.
We have readers?
Well, listeners. You know what I'm saying?
In our tell-all biography that's coming up after this show.
They transpose all of this into, through Google and then the text, and then they read it all later.
I bet
to
if
improve
we asked,
their reading skills. They use us in third world countries to teach people English.
Sure. I bet if we asked, Sigma Blade would do it. He is friendly and helpful and super smart.
Yeah, I think they should give our shows to, elementary school kids to help them better understand the rules of English. That would really help. And plus, they would learn awesome 70s pop culture, like The Ghost of Mrs. Muir and the Indian Professor. All right.
Sorry. All I could think of was Clerks, and he knows some English, but he cannot speak it good like us.
Here comes Randall. He's a berserker. Oh, you did hear the sad news on that front, right?
Nope. I don't hear nothing.
Oh, it's Clerks 3 and Mallrats 2 are both not going to happen.
Dead in the water?
It sounds like apparently Jeff Anderson said, I don't want to act anymore.
Cool.
So that killed Clerks.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Kevin Smith wrote all the scripts for Mallrats.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided to turn it into a TV show.
Right on.
And can't get anyone to buy it.
Oh, it'll get there. He'll sell it to
so instead
Amazon
he,
or Netflix.
He has taken that money that was raised and he wrote a Jay and Silent Bob reboot movie.
Oh, no, but the first one was perfect.
Ah, well, it's a joke about making fun of Hollywood reboots. So in the Jay and Silent Bob universe, Hollywood has decided to reboot the Blunt Man and Chronic movie.
Nice.
So Jay and Silent Bob have to go out to
Hollywood,
California
make
again.
Sure they get paid again.
Yeah, to stop the reboot a second, to stop that reboot.
All right. I'm
so,
down
you know, I'm always down for more Jay and Silent Bob. So.
Me too.
So that's what Kevin Smith is doing now when he's not being high all the time. And from listening to his podcast, that seems to be infrequent. So, what are we talking about? Deadpool Dailies. Hey, let's see, what are we doing?
We're going to do the
was,
week of
today was a Yellow Falcon.
2:15 through 2:22.
Yeah. Didn't I say that?
No. I don't think we made it past our names.
Hello.
So today's Yellow Falcon, Thursday Red Psylocke, Friday Blue Beast, Saturday Purple Bullseye, Sunday Yellow Cat, Monday Red Sentry, Tuesday Black Punisher, and Wednesday Black Blade. On the 5-day 4-star crash. On the 11th was Red Hulk. That should have been fairly easy for most folks.
Indeed, it was. I once again managed to fish my wish, and the day after this show, the second taco token that I opened as per that vault was in fact a green Red Hulk cover, giving me my final cover and making me able to use the one that I had on the vine to give me a legendary token to open later this
evening. Oh, you got him champ too.
I have him champ too. I'm up to two Woo-hoo! Champion 4-stars, and boy, both of them are absolutely brutal.
Yeah, if you're going to pick two
yeah,
4-stars
to
champion.
Those are two that can do some damage right there.
Yeah,
Hulkbuster, and so it was awesome. And yes, I was able to clap my hands and wish away Hulk as though he was never there.
So did they change the Hulk that you have to fight? Because when you made him angry, he made one green tile. That was like the easiest anger. Is like, I'm angry, you little.
Well, I think that was in hopes of maybe making the fight last a little longer. Because if he makes a bunch of green, you're just going to kill him faster.
I suppose that's true. But yeah, I didn't really even pay attention to that fight because I have him champed. And yeah, it was excessively easy.
Yeah, that was just like, I'm going to make some purple, and I win. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, until I had him champion, I didn't realize. I always thought Gamma Siphon was fantastic, but it's better than fantastic.
Gamma Siphon?
It gives you 7 green.
Yeah.
7!
Lisa needs braces.
I thought it gave you 1 green.
No,
it does not.
Buddy.
It gives
you
7.
The greens.
Oh, it's amazing. Sorry. The Simpsons reference was slow, and it got there, and I was busy talking, so I couldn't enjoy it as much as I wanted to. Oh, come on, Lenny. You broke my train of thought.
Tomorrow is Miles versus somebody. I don't remember.
Anymore. Oh, I just had this up. I don't remember. Who was it? Miles is versus Star-Lord, I believe.
That could be interesting.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to go.
Let me check my Miles here.
Ooh.
Miles. I could see for miles and miles. I got him at level 200.
Wow.
Ooh, that's a lot of miles.
Well, he's fully covered. He's 445. So I should be able. I think I should be able to give that a go.
Yeah,
I have him at a 544.
Ooh,
but level 145. So I don't have any idea. I don't use him. I imagine I can turn invisible and then punch and venom blast. I don't know. Seems like I might have a chance. Although Star-Lord's pretty good. He's a really good utility player. So by himself, you just gotta make sure he doesn't punch you. Right?
Well, if you can go invisible, you just got to watch out for the purple, because when all those purple tiles explode, they do AoE damage.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, see, now I have a strategy.
Yeah, you just guard all the purple. Ian, what you got in Miles Land?
I'm getting there. I just logged on for the first time today, and I got a bunch of exciting rewards came pouring in. And I got a better handle on, we were discussing strange sighting tokens. I didn't realize I was going to get 6 just for being in the Alliance. So, the idea that Ray had 12 is no longer shocking to me.
I didn't know how I got 12.
Yeah, though you got a pile of them this morning.
I just logged on and it said, your Alliance did some stuff. Here have, you know, 2 tokens for each flavor of strange. And I was like, all right, that plus the, you know, 4 that I earned on my own is quite a few. And then it gave me a bunch of stuff for Valentine's Day.
Huh.
And it was exciting.
We'll talk about that later, but meh.
Right.
You make me laugh in my head. The flavors of strange. I was, you know, brunette, blonde, ginger.
Miles. I've heard of that character. I remember when he was new. Surely he's on my list somewhere. I've narrowed it down to just 4 stars. Oh, I'm going to lose.
Oh.
I have him at a 220, and he's level 70.
No bread. That's the stingy thing part, right?
Yeah, that's probably the Venom Blast or something good.
Yeah.
Not Venom, but I don't know what it does, but does some damage. I can turn invisible, which might help.
Well, any match you can turn invisible is always, you know, you always got a, you know, an invisible person's chance.
Right.
All right, so that's Miles, and then coming up on the 21st is the Hulk, our good old buddy Amadeus.
Oh, Cho.
I expect to win that one as well. I have him at 5'5'2". Right. If I could ever get some hot dog healing.
Yep, you're going to be living the life.
I am, because, man, I actually quite enjoy him nowadays. I play him.
I have
in
no
teams.
Idea where
it's
my
fun.
Cho is. I'm trying to find him in general. Oh, he's at a 5'1'3", so I've got a bunch of green.
Yeah, that's a bunch.
Yeah, that should do it.
I don't know how blue gets better. I know I should. But again, I don't use him, so I don't remember.
Right. Forget who he fights, but it looks like another loss in my column. I have him at 211, level 70. So I'll see if pumping ISO into him helps.
Strangely enough, I show him as fighting Beast.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of green and blue overlap there.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see how those goes. Your story events. Hey, Strange Sights has returned and is running right now. We'll talk about that more here in segment 2. But on the reward sides, 12K and 23K get you some Strange covers. 39,500 gets you that brand new Mordo. 67,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks get Quake. And then 11 on down is some Bullseye. Coming up next is everyone's favorite event. No, not really. It's the Gauntlet.
Oh, people love that.
People are not loving it right now in the forums because they don't. They think the reward should be, you know, quadrupled or something.
Oh, okay.
End of round 2, get your 3-star blade. And in round 3, which is what, world domination? Does that sound right?
Global domination, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that video game in the one Bond movie where they're playing domination? You have to, like, shoot all the countries and you fire the missiles and you got their shields. And every time your country takes damage, you get electrocuted?
Yeah, yeah.
I love that movie. I don't remember which Bond movie that is because it's all just one big movie to me. Like, Bond is just one continuous story. It just doesn't end.
Well, it was definitely Sean Connery, but I don't know beyond that.
Really?
I believe so.
No, isn't that a Roger Moore?
I don't believe so.
Danger level. Danger level.
Wasn't that in Never Say Never Again?
I don't know. I'm using the interwebs. Hold on.
I got to look up Never Say Never Again. I think that was what it was. But
somebody out there in the world has to know this.
That game was really cool. Just the kind of holographic kind of imagery that the game had. It was high tech, man. For 1983, it was fantastic.
That's when it came out?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no way it was Sean Connery. In 83? It was definitely Roger Moore by then.
Oh, nope. It was Sean Connery.
Really?
Never Say Never Again.
Ray, I retract all my sass. You were 100% right.
Yeah, I also thought that would have been into the Roger Moore time period.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was playing against Klaus Brandauer, who was the Maximilian Largo.
Hmm.
And this jerk on the internet says not one of the best Bond films. I disagree. It has that sweet, sweet video game.
Man, Ray, you're some sort of James Bond genius.
I do love the James Bond. I've been a fan of James Bond for a long time.
I don't know. I enjoyed that video game. I really wanted to play it, minus the electrocution part. Because being electrocuted sounds not fun.
I'm looking at the wiki page for it. Kim Basinger is in that movie. Rowan Atkinson is in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I did not remember him being in that at all.
The moment I read it, I'm like, oh, right.
I'm going to have to go back and watch me some more Bond. James Bond.
Rowan Atkinson played Nigel Small Fawcett.
Small Fawcett! I love Bond names. They're the best. Oh, what a poorly named guy. That makes me feel so sad for him. He does sound like British, you know, gentry, though. You know, it's his, oh, it's Lord Nigel Smallfawcett. Of the Wilmingtonshire Smallfawcetts. All right, anyway. I don't even know what I was talking about.
No one does.
The gauntlet. So round three gets you a Squirrel Girl, an Iron Fist, and if you make it all the way to the end, which I don't think I ever have, you get a 4-star cage.
Cool.
You don't think you've ever made it to the end?
I don't think so. It gets hard.
It does get hard. I switched to Deadpool and used whales. I remember that.
Hmm. There were like three fights. I never played Deadpool, so I never have whales points. So
I've been stocking up. I should be ready to go.
Well, there you go. So that's in Storyland. Over in PvP land, we are now into the Open Your Mind, Quaid season. Quaid,
open your mind.
And 1,200 points for the season gets you a purple Daredevil, 2,400 is a blue Daredevil, 3,000 is a red Daredevil, 4K gets you that 10-pack, and if by some way that you never sleep and you get the 10,000 points in the season, you get the 15 CP. The top spot person gets 3 big 10-packs, 2 to 10 get 2 10-packs, 11 to 50 is 1 10-pack.
What's happening?
Are you all right?
Oh, it's the start of a season. I was like, what is Craig talking about? Yeah. And why are we discussing this? I was like, we never talk about this? Yeah, all right.
Shield Simulator, 900 gets you Yellow Black Panther, 1,200 Green Gamora, 1,400 Red Gamora, 1,700 Black Gamora, and 2K is Rai Roger Geese.
That's funny. I was going to ask you if you had already gone over the simulator. I thought I missed it, but I was wondering who was at the end. But there you go.
And then right now is a brand new event. The PvP Matchmaker. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find. Catch me a catch. 800 gets you a Black Panther. 900 Purple Red Hulk. 1,200 for the CP. Top 5 folks get some Mordo. And 6 to 50 get some Switch.
So I'm going to look now that you've reminded me. Because I told you that I was excited about the vault that goes along with the PvP Matchmaking because of the expanded number of...
4 stars.
4 stars.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
I have a black Deadpool. I have a red Miles. I have a purple and red Spider-Gwen, blue Sue, and red Elektra.
Hmm.
And then, you know, 10 CP and a token. So I think that's a sweet-looking vault.
It does have a lot of 4 stars, but my 4 stars, I do have the Deadpool, but then I've got 2 War Machines and 3 Elektras.
That's a bit of a downer.
So it's not quite as exciting for me. I mean, I have Elektra champed, so that's fine.
Yeah,
but
mine's a purple Deadpool, 2 green Sues, a yellow Spider-Gwen, a red Spider-Gwen, a blue purple Scott, and then that 10 CP and the 3 stars down. So
yeah, that's a pretty good vault.
So unfortunately, you know, I opened 3 of those tokens, and I've gotten poo-poo and poo-lit that left down.
Wow. That is dramatic.
Well, I got a 2-star Hawkeye, a 2-star... Johnny Storm, and a elite token, which I'm sure turned into a 2-star character of some flavor.
I'll tell you about it later.
All right. Yeah, so those are the events. Party on. All right, Strange Sights returns. And we've been promised this time we're going to get to see that ending.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't either. I'm so excited.
As soon as we're done with this show and my 11 o'clock round restarts, I am going to burn through it one time so that I can see how the story ends and...
I won't find out till tomorrow, but I'm excited to see the ending. And there's been some changes this time. Cassilius is a little different.
He seems to be. He does not need his what's it called? His make strike tiles is a passive.
Yeah.
So there's no need to feed him AP. He seems to do more damage. I don't remember him being quite this difficult.
Yeah, I think he's doing more. What it says here is changes to Cassilius. When you beat him, you now get 3,500 ISO. Shape Reality is now a passive that creates 1 strike tile each turn. Forbidden Power deals damage plus additional damage for each Cassilius strike tile. No longer destroys strike tiles when fired, so the strike tiles will stay out there.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, they build up quick, so you need to keep matching them away. The benefit is he also likes to match them away.
He does.
And hurt himself.
I haven't been very fortunate with that, but he did kill himself the last time that I fought him.
Yeah, and as always, he is invincible to everything that's not... You know, matching way strike tiles.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to do what I did last time, which was have Elektra go out and give him extra strike tiles. And turns out, boy, that got me whooped fast the first time I tried that. There was so much damage coming my way. It was brutal.
Yeah.
That one seems to be like if you get a good board where you can quickly match them away. And there's been a couple times I've had to play it more than once because every tile has been a place where I can't match it at all. And there's just nothing you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, you need somebody who can move tiles around, but without that, you're boned.
Yeah, either that or you need someone with a lot, with, you know, some amazing healing or shields or a ton of hit points.
Yeah.
As luck would have it, I have two brand new champion 4-stars, yeah. And Hulkbuster and Ralk have just enough hit points to endure for just long enough. And in a weird twist, seeing red, very useful.
Oh, sure, you get the board shake.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, to me, seeing red, I'm like, all right, good. I made it so I can match that strike tile away. Seeing red, change the whole board. I can no longer match anything away. Mm. Every time. I had the exact opposite experience.
Yeah, Loki is good in this, by the way.
Really? I haven't done Loki yet. So
I suppose if he could, well, yeah,
his power's cheap, so you can keep moving the board around.
Right. If he can survive long enough to do anything, but I hear what you're saying. He would be very helpful.
Yeah. Let's see. I think they also changed the vault some. It's 21 items, one Mordo, one Doctor Strange, and then a bunch of 3-star, 2-star, ISO, and elite tokens. Scaling on the minions has been reduced, and the story now branches correctly from day to day, and you can find out how it ends.
Yeah.
So he did say something different this time when I went and got the wand first.
Yeah, and then he was like, oh, I see you have the orb and you have the wand.
Right, and he's like, oh. Yeah. So, yeah, I can't wait till. So did we play the same order again?
Did you go wand first? This time I did. This time I went least favorite villains to most favorite villains because I figured as the days would go on, it would start to drag for me. Again, because of my apathy that I've been feeling lately. So I was like, oh, I gotta fight the hand first because they are the worst. And then I'll, you know, go through the Magia because whatever. And then Doombots. What? They're a treat.
I chose the exact same path.
Wand, then orb?
Then book today or tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I did.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, I'm happy to see this go and I'm happy to see, you know, I can't wait to see the ending. It was a sad factory last time that we didn't get to see the ending. What else we got? 120? Patch 120. Hey, it's got a hint. Are you ready for it?
I am. I read the hint. I was excited. Super excited, actually.
Give
us the clue.
I guess the hint is super obvious at this point.
What's that?
That it's a magical place.
Indeed it is.
It's Enchantress?
Yeah, clearly. It's just the entire, like, some magic realm. What's that weird place that Colossus's sister lived with her stupid dragon?
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't remember where Magic lived. I thought she lived in hell for some reason.
No, her name wasn't Magic.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Liliana Rasputin's name is Magic.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Didn't she have a magic sword and she had a pseudo-dragon?
She did have, I don't remember if she had a dragon or not. She did have a sword.
Oh, come on.
What's that?
I don't remember how you spell her name.
I have no idea.
Just jammed together some letters that look like Ileana and put Rasputin after it, and it'll come up. Trust in the Google, Craig.
I am. Hold on.
Are you sure? Because I think you're using Bing.
No, this was Google.
Sweet random Bing burn.
Does pay me money. I thought for sure she had a pet dragon.
No, what's her name? Definitely has one. Shadowcat has Lockheed.
Yeah, maybe I'm blending these two people together.
Okay, she does have a giant sword. It's spelled Illyana.
Oh, yeah, I found it.
Her name is Magik.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good.
So did we actually say who the character is?
Coulson.
It's Coulson.
I assume Tahiti is a magical place.
Yeah, Tahiti's totally a magical place.
Yeah, if I lost my top agent to an attack by Loki, I would send him to Tahiti, the always magical place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it turns out to be Ileana, I will be just as happy.
Sure.
Oh my gosh, that would be sweet.
Other things, syncing the game save of your account is now more efficient.
Cool.
I didn't notice that it wasn't efficient, so I guess that's good. Players on Android and Amazon should no longer be charged for items they did not receive when their internet connection is broken during purchases.
Wow. All
right.
I like that.
Game will no longer crash in rare situations where a down character in the character select screen is replaced with another character. I don't think I've ever had that happen, so that's good. Character changes. Black Bolt, Silent King, no longer ignores certain characters at power level 4 or 5. Didn't know he was doing that, so that's good. And the game will no longer crash when a motivation tile and a countdown tile expire at the same time. Oh, that sounds like, well, that was a bad bug. Doctor Strange, the tile created by Eye of Agamotto now uses the correct image.
Cool.
And Civil War Black Panther. Panther's Prey now does additional damage when attack tiles deal damage to the characters targeted by the power. And then all the rest of this is all move or be moved. Move or be moved now activates correctly when strike tiles increases the damage done past the damage threshold. Now activates correctly when an opposing Black Panther Civil War powers Panther Prey increases the damage done past the damage threshold, and can be activated by Thanos' court death. And I'm sure in some ways yet to be determined that it will be broken when someone goes airborne.
It doesn't seem to be related to that in any way. But...
oh, you just wait for it. So that's one twin. One twin.
So one of those patches led me to a quick segue. I took some advice from a longtime listener / commenter, FAHQ, I believe 1977.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
He's a person.
And he said, use more Thanos. So I have been using Thanos every day. So fast. Man, well, you just go on there and you down your first guy and then court death goes off and everyone else dies and then the match is over and then I get to go to bed like 15 minutes earlier than I'm used to. It's wonderful. Like, it is just burning things up. He and anybody I feel like clicking on is my new enchilada team.
That's funny.
It's good. It's as good as he promised.
And then next thing we had going on was, I'm sure all of our listeners participated. If you, you know, our folks over at D3 had a favorite Marvel couple promotion going on, and if you promoted those things on your social media, everyone in the game got rewards, and the rewards all came pouring in here later today. So we should have got some Mohawk and some Black Panther and a 4-star Cyclops.
Yes.
So that was all super fun and exciting.
6,500 ISO and...
yeah.
100 hero points, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got all those things. Like so many things, I was a leech. I did not contribute. I do not use social media, but I was excited to get the rewards. So thank you, and I apologize.
You have the Facebooks.
Yeah, I'm not using it, though. I'm weaning myself off. I can only use it on Fridays for 30 minutes at work. This did not fall in that window.
That's what's going on. And then what else we got? Oh, coming up on the 16th. I should have mentioned earlier, is the Mordo event, which is going to be entitled Too Many Sorcerers.
Oh, snap. That's like tomorrow.
But I don't have the details as to... last I looked, it wasn't in yet.
Wasn't there yet.
Let me check now.
Interesting. I didn't have any idea that was coming up.
Still nope, not there yet.
I was going to say, I just see the gauntlet. Is it in Versus or gauntlet?
It's Versus. It'd be a Versus event.
Oh, yep. As soon as maybe this lightning round or my eye for an eye picture goes away...
right.
Maybe I can tell you more by the end of the show.
Not there yet, but...
Mordo PvP coming up tomorrow. Exciting.
I still don't have a Mordo, so...
no, but getting to play him has been fun. He's very good.
Man, those boots of springing
boots are awesome!
Oh my gosh!
And they almost inevitably give you enough to hit people with his stick.
Right. And then you keep making more black charge tiles and more black charge tiles, and you just keep beating people with a stick, and then you jump in the air, and then you beat them with a stick.
Yeah, I have no idea what his third power does.
I don't know either, because it's
man,
not...
those first two!
It's not jumping into the air and beating people with a stick.
I'm glad it wasn't just me. Yeah,
nope.
I have no idea.
It. Yeah, the little bit I got to play him, I'm like, oh man, I like jumping into the air and then beating you with a stick. That's a lot of fun. So I hope I get me some Mordo, because I want to jump into the air and then beat you with a stick. That'll be my next D&D character when I'm making this monk. He'll jump into the air and beat you with a stick.
You just want to do a monkey baller death strike.
That's correct. That's my current character on Diablo. He is even using the monkey suit, and his name is Monkey Butler.
Nice.
So, he can deal out Monkey Butler death strikes like there's nobody's business.
Oh, that monkey is going to pay.
Yeah. Professor Frank, he'll make you laugh, he'll make you think, he'll do the thing, the person.
Glavin.
That's all I got for this week. Ray, what's in that mailbag?
Oh, there were a ton of stuff in the mailbag.
So much sass.
Yeah, a lot of sass. Joe, I'll start with Joe. He said that he did not want to watch Riverdale. People were asking him to watch it.
See, so I still call BS because I asked him to watch Lucifer and he told me to go pound sand.
Yeah, but you were one person. He said people.
I'm more important as a person than anyone who's sitting around watching Riverdale. I wonder if now I'm going to also demand that he watches Legion, which I have not yet watched because it's on my DVR. But.
Oh, really? I watched it. It was interesting. It was weird. It was very weird.
I like weird.
How much Aubrey Plaza should I anticipate?
Mediocre. Okay. Reasonable. I can't say much more.
Okay, fine. I'll wait to watch it on streaming or perhaps at Craig's house.
She was enjoyable. I liked her character.
Good.
Joe also said that he's taken to calling Wanda Switchy Poo as of late. I don't think that's going to catch on.
No, there's no chance that'll catch on, but that is wacky.
Does she have a vroom?
I don't even get the reference. I don't.
Witchy Poo has the vroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
No? Teach our puffin stuff, yo.
Oh, yeah. Again, I know what that is.
Oh, you're killing my childhood here.
He's your friend when things get rough.
Exactly.
I know the theme song.
Man, Freddy the Flute?
No, I know the theme song.
Oh, man. Poor Mayor H.R. Puffin stuff.
So his last thing I wanted to mention that he said was, Craig, you are mega wrong on Stranger Things. This is why no one wants you on a podcast.
Wow. Pretty harsh.
That was savage. Wow. Get the fire extinguisher.
I told
Craig
you there was
burned badly.
I know. I brought this up to some other people at work, and they went, yeah, you have to watch until at least episode 4 before it gets good.
I'm still with Ian on this, but so there's more talk about it. Ronan-san said, my disdain for Dazzler is well known, but if it means Craig admits he's wrong after watching the entire season of Stranger Things, I'll get on the Dazzler train. That is how good Stranger Things is. So that's pretty strong.
It sounds it.
Daywalker also commented that he seconded this. He is completely apathetic toward Dazzler, but if you watch all Stranger Things and admit you're wrong, he will be fully on board signing petitions for Dazzler's inclusions, protesting outside of the Demiurge office, writing his senator, etc.
Look out, change.org.
And the final thing is a quote. First, quote, Ronan-san said, if Craig admits he's wrong, and Jaden Call says, I'm going to stop you right there. Which, man, are we sure that wasn't Ian posting? Because it's somebody who knows Craig.
That's yeah, funny. If I was going to say, that was the key to their whole argument. I was like, if Craig admits that he's wrong, then we're already in the upside down and we're boned.
I don't know. When I get some time, I'll go back and watch episode 3 and see if I like it anymore.
Oh, you make me sad.
No, I'm sorry. They lost me in the first episode when they made the fat kid do the truffle shuffle. And I'm like, really? That's where you're going to go in episode 1 is to make the Goonies show up and the fat kid's got to do the truffle shuffle?
What else do you do with your fat friend?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's what you have. That's why you have a token fat friend.
So next thing I have, Stinkbomb mentioned the completely switched topics here. Panther, the 5-star Panther. He puts him at a number 3 overall on all characters. His yellow costs you no AP. It only requires 7 team up. And you can basically one-shot any 4-star character, even if they're boosted, some of them. And he says it also isn't subjective to Peggy's passive.
That sounds awesome. I'll get back to you in 18 months.
Yeah, but for the higher-end players, you know. There you go.
Yeah.
Jordan from Jersey asked, we gave Craig a bunch of sass about the clue last time. And so you have someone on your team, Craig. Jordan said, how is that a bad clue? It's obviously Drax. So,
oh, Ray, you've ruined it.
At least one person got it. Oh, because
now,
nobody...
Now the character of the week is spoiled. It's ruined. Ruined.
So we also had... I'm just skipping over that. So we also had a whole bunch of comments about Saturday morning cartoons. Apparently this struck a chord. Jordan also said that he was under the impression that the Saturday morning cartoons died off because kids just don't watch TV anymore.
BS.
That is not accurate, but we'll continue.
But Jaden Call says that he has to disagree that Saturday morning cartoons died with Captain Planet. He says that Spider-Man and X-Men were both much longer than the abomination of Captain Planet.
Right, and, but they weren't Saturday morning cartoons. They were like afternoon cartoons.
They were home from school cartoons.
I thought X-Men played on Saturday morning.
Not when I originally saw it. When I originally saw it, it was paired with Batman the Animated Series.
Well, that was a good show.
That was a good show.
I have to look at that. I don't really remember that well. I definitely remember watching it, but that's about it. But then he also said that the loss of, and I'm doing this just for your benefit because I have no idea what this is. He says the loss of Cadillacs and Dinosaurs was a blow to Saturday morning cartoons that he'll never recover from. Cadillacs and Dinosaurs?
I don't remember. No,
I mean, I know the Disney show Dinosaurs, it was awesome.
Cadillacs and Dinosaurs, it was underwhelming. As far as dinosaur cartoons go, it's not my favorite. But I don't remember it being a Saturday morning situation, but it could have been. It just wasn't that watched. And go on, I don't want to ruin the Saturday morning train if we're not already at the end of the line.
No, not quite. Then it got serious. An aestheticist posted that there was a Children Televisions Act of 1990 that killed cartoons. They crapped on the advertising during that period, and it made it so that expensive cartoons were no longer viable. And then in 96, the FCC really started cracking down on it. So between 1990 and 96 was when Saturday morning cartoons just dwindled and died.
See, and that kids, that's why you should vote libertarian. So the government gets out of your business.
As always, I encourage people to ignore all of Craig's advice. That was, however, exactly what happened, and now it has all been replaced by educational programming.
Daywalker, I will...
Sorry. Ian, people can hear the car alarm.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I can't help you. Turns out it's not my car. It is a car in the lot next door to my apartment, I have no control over it. It'll shut off here in about 4 to 6 minutes, and it'll start back up again about 20 minutes after that.
Well, you work in a store that's got sharp objects. Just go out and cut the wires, go to the battery.
I don't know.
That'll make the car alarm stop.
Let me tell you a story about things that aren't going to happen this evening. Once upon a time, Ian flipped open a stranger's car hood, started cutting random wires thanks to Craig's advice, and everything worked out great.
So to finish up on the cartoons, Daywalker responded to aestheticists and was talking about the idea of Saturday morning cartoons, a network programming. You had G.I. Joe, He-Man, Transformers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But then you had the
cable, quality programs.
The cable network started where kids could watch their cartoons pretty much anytime they wanted, like the Cartoon Network.
Disney. Nickelodeon.
And then you had the rise of VHS tapes where you could watch what you wanted over and over and over again. And now you've got Netflix and Hulu or Prime, and you can just watch whenever you want. So his argument is it would have died anyway, I think.
Yeah, but it was just such an experience on Saturday mornings, though.
I agree. I very much enjoyed Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, it was great stuff. And in something weird, I don't know if you watched Comic Book Men this week. Somebody came into their store and actually requested Captain Planet comic books.
I did see that.
They had to send Ming into the basement to go find them. They actually had some, and they still had the gall to charge this woman money for these things. After she told them that she was a librarian who herself was going to donate them to the library to try and teach children that being, you know, good to the environment and reading is good. And they still and Walt still charged her $20.
When he came up with a price, like normally there's some negotiation. It was more than $20, wasn't it?
No, I think it was $20.
But he set a price, and she's like, okay, that's fair. And he was like, oh, really?
Like, the fact that he charged her more than, you know, $1 per issue made me really sad, because he only gave her like $5.
But it was number one. It was the number one.
Yeah, number one. It said, I'm a dumb comic, based on a dumb cartoon. Captain Planet, he's my hero.
Gonna take pollution down to zero.
Oh, God, you know the song.
I've got heart. Art.
So I have to mention this. Nick1118 mentioned that Mr. Fantastic's Yellow went from a true heel to a team burst. He says that Craig was acting PO'd like they nerfed him totally, but it heals everyone, not just him. Let me start off with Craig
burst
knows
healing
this.
Is... a mere shadow of true healing.
I couldn't get it out before he started. Anyway, just wanted to mention that. Craig is aware.
Man.
David Franklin responded to my Nova Professor X team and said, add Iron Fist to that team for some real fun. I haven't had a chance yet, but I don't know how that would work. Iron Fist makes black. I guess use Nova's black to constantly explode all your tiles. I'll try that. Hey, Brigby on the D3 forum
We've heard of him.
Yeah. He quoted something from the last podcast. He said, I think you did this like in a whisper, but he said, when you mentioned that the animation of Mordo, it looks like he uses a whip.
Right.
And then he nay-nays.
Right.
He said it nearly made him spit out his drink. And if I remember correctly, you did that like under your breath as a whisper.
Probably. Because that's what goes through my head.
Moonroach, appropriately enough, was talking about Moon Knight and his croissants. He says that in the comic, his best friend is Jean-Paul Frenchy Duchamp. So there is a French connection there.
Sure, I suppose. Frenchy can make him the croissants. He can throw them at you.
There you go.
Oh.
Tater Cat said that he watched the first season of the new Voltron series.
Yeah.
He said it was boring and possibly even irritating. And at the end of watching it, he thought to himself, literally the only thing he was really hoping for was that they used the theme music from the old show when they formed Voltron. But in the new show, they never use the music, not even as a callback or anything.
I don't think it's that bad.
I wouldn't know. I haven't seen it. However, if you do watch it and are interested in it, I did want to mention there is a podcast possibly for you.
Oh.
Called Paladins of Voltron.
Oh.
It is being advertised on the soon-to-be-named network.
It is?
And they talk about the new Voltron show.
How am I not on this show?
It's got all the makings of a great Craig podcast.
It does. Man.
You should find out.
I don't know, but I'm starting to hate the podcast network because nobody wants to play with me.
Okay, the final topic. Metallica. Dead Taco said, Metallica albums are rated thusly. Ride the Lightning, Master Puppets, Kill 'Em All, and Justice for All, the rest. I agree with his sentiment. Not exactly the order I would put the first four in, but I do... Definitely
close.
Agree. Yeah, close. Yeah. I rank Injustice for All a lot higher than that.
Yeah, but, I love that album. And I'm telling you, S&M is really good. Like, really good. They really get to show off their musicianship in that album.
Metallica's album S&M is what he's talking about.
Yeah. Please, no angry letters.
it's amazing.
Dead Taco also said Stranger Things is amazing. And finally, Jaden Call about Metallica said he likes Metallica, but only from the neck down. They need to work in the face department.
Speaking of which, so I didn't watch the Grammys.
I didn't watch the Grammys, but I watched that performance.
I looked up, you know, I was going to watch that performance the next day.
Yeah.
And of course, instantly CBS had already taken it off YouTube and everywhere. But all I could find on the internet was that how much apparently everyone at the Grammys hates Metallica. Because apparently, you know, they did the show. They didn't announce Metallica. They just announced Gaga. They didn't turn on Hetfield's mic, so you couldn't hear him sing. And then apparently when they won a Grammy, they played Megadeth's music.
Oh.
I was like, wow, the Grammys really hate Metallica.
Well, I can't blame them. Lars is really hateable.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but... You know, he made some good music back in the day.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like Axl. I mean, Axl is entirely hateable, but
yeah,
they made some good music back in the day.
Oh, and he's way more hateable than Lars.
Oof, yeah. He's a ginger. I mean, start there.
Somewhere they did have I watched the whole show, and the show that I watched, you could hear Hetfield just fine. So,
well, apparently he walked over after like the first verse and sang into Gaga's mic with her.
Right, but... When he walked up to his mic, I could hear him in the video that I watched.
Oh, I saw a clip and you couldn't hear him at all.
Hmm. Interesting. I wonder if they had it recorded somewhere and just...
They fixed it in post.
Yeah. All right. Last comment is from Jeff Cascadian. He says that he received his shirt, not as a birthday present, but as a Valentine's Day present. Hey, thanks.
Yay.
And he also commented that the worst clue ever given was the ingredients for a kamikaze drink for the 4-star Sam Wilson.
Yeah, I give you that. I still think it was the Angry Duck, but I forgot about that clue. That was pretty bad.
It's definitely on the list.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that I think about it more, I was like, because even if it led you to a kamikaze, how does that lead you to him?
Because he dive bombs you.
That's it.
It's not kamikaze.
Shut up your face.
Oh, man.
You didn't come up with anything.
Point. I don't. I'm awful at that.
I used to, but I've died off recently. I used to at least be able to come up with show titles, but even before Ray has the like, what the title do we need? Craig's like, boom, witty pun. And I'm like, oh, man, this guy is on fire. I'm going back to bed. I'm just kidding. None of our titles are witty puns.
Donkey T says that the woman in comic book man? Yeah, that's it. Got charged $20 for Captain Planet. That's $40 too much.
I agree. what was interesting is they also had Ralph Macchio showed up and said, hey, I would like to buy the Karate Kid tournament playset for my grandchildren.
The special one with the ref.
The special one with the referee who's in the wrong color t-shirt. And then they said, okay, we will stick, you know, what's his name, Bruce on it. And so that guy goes off to find this thing. And then Ralph Macchio has to tell them stories about how the referee was actually the fight coordinator and, like, stories about how they had those flies tied on, you know, fishing lines so you could try and catch them with the chopsticks. And hilarity ensued.
I don't know about hilarity. It was entertaining. Let's not go overboard. Maybe I'm just not a Ralph Macchio fan like you, but...
Well, I mean, he's no Billy Zabka.
Yeah. If you're going to root for
Karate
someone.
Kid.
You mean William Zabka, the poet?
Exactly.
All right, that's all I got,
by the way. LaRusso wins by an illegal kick to the face. The referee doesn't even call it.
Yeah.
Breaks the rules blatantly. Jerk.
Is that everything?
Yeah.
All right. What time is it, Ian?
Feature character of the week. Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, no one cares. It's already been ruined.
Oh.
It's already been spoiled.
It is. But,
I mean, it's...
But it's brought to you by Economy Tasters. Do you fear being poisoned? Why take chances? Hire Economy Tasters, the most affordable food tasters available. Once a service only affordable by royalty, now you too can protect yourself. Economy Tasters. Note, will not taste Vegemite for you.
Why not?
Because it's disgusting and gross.
It's not that bad. It's intense, and it's definitely an acquired, like, definitely an acquired taste.
What if you raised the price a little bit, if you paid them a little extra instead of being so economy?
Right.
Well, maybe that's their next tier up. Maybe that's, you know, standard tasters.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I should invest in economy tasters. I was not worried about poisoning, and then a dude in Malaysia with the poison darts.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's a thing? So
I do not know about Malaysian poison darts.
World leader's brother was in the airport in Malaysia, and they killed him with poison
needles. Oh, yeah, I saw Kim Jong-un's brother died. Is that he got shot by poison darts?
Yeah.
Poison darts in Malaysia.
Gold!
It's something.
Man, that is like a throwback to like a story you'd hear from like, you know, the Jay Peterman catalog. I was hiking through the jungle with a world leader's brother when suddenly we were set upon by natives with poison darts. Here, buy this sweater.
Yeah, apparently they hit him with it. He stumbled around to get help, said, I don't feel good, collapsed. That's bad. It's not good to have a half-brother who's a really, really mean dictator. Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, he discovered unicorns for us. He's got the whole cave full of them.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's not a segue, I know, but I will tell you something about our featured character of the week.
I don't have any idea who it is.
I'll tell you some background, and I'll see if I can lead you there. Once upon a time, there was a titan, and his name was Kronos, and he had many an offspring. One of those offspring were the horrible mad titan Thanos. One day, Thanos went on a killing spree and killed the wife and child, daughter specifically, of a lovely young man named Arthur Douglas. Arthur Douglas was so upset
dance studios,
by this.
Right?
What's that?
Wasn't he the guy who made the dance studios?
I don't know what he did professionally before the death of his family.
Oh, he played jazz saxophone.
Okay. Well, there you go.
He was a real estate agent.
Yeah. He also played jazz saxophone.
Right on. Well, Kronos decided to wrench his vengeful soul from Arthur's body and shove it into a fancy new body with superpowers and name him Drax the Destroyer. And then one day, Drax decided he would spend the rest of his existence trying to kill Thanos, because that's what you do to a disobedient child. You build a Dax the Destroyer. Drax
to go
the Destroyer.
Kill him.
Make you go kill him. So this week's featured character of the week, you guessed it, if you hadn't already heard it.
Kermit the Frog?
Kermit the Frog. Nope. Drax the Destroyer.
Yes. You lost me for a second because you just said Dax the Destroyer.
I did say Dax the Destroyer. And it is ridiculous.
Cats in bathtubs since 1992.
Yep. That was some quality bad decision making. So this guy seems to be a red, black, and I believe purple, which you don't see nearly enough of these days. Drax, his first power, it's his the Destroyer ability. It costs you 12 black AP. He removes up to one friendly countdown tile, deals 1,084 damage to the enemy, plus 787 damage for each tile removed. As it goes up in levels, more base damage, more tile damage, more base damage, more tile damage, remove an extra tile. More base damage, more tile damage, more base damage, more tile damage, remove up to three tiles. So we're looking at 6,971 damage plus 2,164 damage for up to three tiles. His purple ability, secret weapon. This is place a three-turn countdown tile on the board, and at the end, it ends the turn.
Boo.
If the tile is on the board when an ally fires a power, remove it and deal 1,269 damage to the target enemy. All right, let's see. As it goes up, we are doing some more damage. More damage, more damage. This is all wordy and no changes. Yeah, more damage. Damage goes up. Countdown tile never gets smaller. Nothing else ever happens. One day, he will hopefully do 7,578 damage when that three-turn countdown tile, if you fire a power. So, yeah, that's not his... Anyway, slice and dice. It's red. 8 AP. He deals 491 damage to the target, or 982 damage if the target has more than 90% health. Damage goes up on both accounts all the way to the top. The percentage of health never changes. So we're dealing 4,004 damage, or 8,009 damage if target has more than 90% of their total health. Purple doesn't seem like the jam. Does good damage when you get it up to the higher levels, but...
I hate losing a turn, though.
Yeah, and then your turns, I guess if you save that to last. The last one, being over 90% health, I was like, all right, well, see, that's good once, and then it's okay. Destroyer seems fine. Meh, I'm already underwhelmed by Drax. I hadn't read him since he came out, and I have almost no Drax covers, so I haven't been motivated to investigate. But I don't know. Let's say 5-3-5. I don't know. Maybe 5-4-4. I'd have to do some now. He's much better with the higher level of red.
So
and yeah.
So I guess if you use him with like a kingpin to put out a bunch of countdown tiles, then
Destroyer is going to be much significantly better.
Right. Exactly. I don't know. That's all I got. I don't really see any great uses. Like you said, slice and dice is nice, you know, to whittle off the top.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, his Destroyer power is meant to go with Star-Lord, so.
Oh, right. He puts out a ton of countdowns, right.
And then Star-Lord throws punches, and then you Destroyer, and, you know.
Okay, so he is there to complement the other Guardians of said galaxy.
Yeah, I just am not a big fan of purple. But if you're using him with Star-Lord, you probably want to throw Star-Lord's punch. Which is also red.
Oh, sure.
Not a problem for me since I have him at 220.
Yeah, I think I have him somewhere else in there. Yeah, I guess it's so he's variable depending on how you use him, but it seems like Destroyer is his dominant power.
Yeah, my Drax is a 1-5-2.
Wow, that's a lot of Drax. But that's the sad power to have during Crash of the Titans.
Yeah, when he can't do anything because
yeah.
I can't do any damage.
Yeah, that's funny that happened to you. Not super funny, like, ha 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 ha, but. You know, there's a little Scheidenfreude in there. I have him at a 1-0-0. So there you go. I will continue to not regard him as a character for many more months. Drax the Destroyer. Ian says, 5-3-5. Final answer. Lock it in.
If anybody else out there uses Drax at all.
Yeah, please tell me more.
Comment and tell us, you know, properly play this character.
Yeah.
Because we're not using
clearly him. Clearly, my inexperience and my ignorance are just radiating out of me at this point. But there you have it. Thanks to the good folks at Economy Tasters, Drax the Destroyer, your featured character of the week.
Week, 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 week. All right. What you got dying on the vine?
I have an Agent Venom that is dying as we speak in a very sudden and graphic way. He has 17 hours left to live.
Sell her now to put yourself out of the misery.
Okay, so I shouldn't recruit him?
I couldn't tell you because I've not used them one time.
Okay.
I have one, I think.
Mine is level 70, 111, but I have never used him. I have no idea what he's good at. I remember not being too impressed from his event.
Yeah, I remember him having a complicated power that you can have some AP, And he's good, but if you have too little, it's ineffective. If you have too much, he starts damaging yourself. And I was immediately like, zoned out, because it was too many words and too much math.
I have him at 110, so I've not played him yet since his
debut.
I mean, if you have the hero points, recruit him.
Okay, I do. I didn't know. Maybe I want to save those hero points. Maybe I want to buy myself some vault tokens for my PvP matchmaking vault.
That is true. I was just going to say that, I mean, if you have one cover and you recruit him, even if you sell him later, you don't lose anything.
Right.
You know, if you sell him to use that roster slot for somebody else.
Oh, right.
But, if you're looking at spending in the vault, then...
I'm probably not. I'll probably recruit him. That's fair advice. Let me go to the recruit zone. Buy myself a slot. Press this here button.
Yeah.
Now I have nothing dying on the vine.
Wow. I still got it.
Agent.
Is it? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, fine. Just cutting you off. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I still got a wasp. It's got 2 days left. I've got a 3-star Thanos, a bunch of 2-star Dawkins, and that Cyclops cover they just gave us as a present.
Oh, right.
I don't have him championed, and
ooh,
it's in a color that I cannot use.
That's sad. You should get that color.
Well... If they'd given me a different color, then...
Yeah, I know, but, man, he is so good once champed.
I agree, if they'd and given I would also
blue,
like him champed.
That would have been awesome, because I have him at 5-5-2.
Ooh, see, now that's inspiring for me, because I was like, well, that's funny, because I also have his, you know, the cover maxed out his red for me, so I have him at 5-2-3. But clearly I could use 3 more of the yellows, and that would be fine. I don't know, I really need to do more investigating about this. You know, common, uncommon rarity of people's power abilities once their covers have been generated. Because having 5 red is frustrating. I feel like I would rather have him at... who cares? Anyway.
Ray, what do you got?
Not a whole lot. All 2-stars at this point. I've got Wolverine and Dawkins that I can't get the right covers for. Same kind of way. Per my usual, 5-2-1. And actually, Wolverine's getting close at 4-5-3. So, but... yeah, just 2-stars. So it's going pretty good. If I have to sell 2-star, I'm not overly unhappy.
Right. Did anybody get anything exciting this week? I don't recall anything of magnitude.
I got that Ralk, a green Ralk cover, which allowed me to champion him. Super exciting. The PvP matchmaking.
Sorry, I'm in my head.
Oh, that's okay.
Magnitude, and then I went to pop, pop.
Pop, pop. That's what I said when I got that Ralk cover, and then I decided that I liked that match PvP matchmaking vault so much, I got myself a cover, and it was a purple Spider-Gwen, which was exciting, you know, somewhat.
Right.
So those were probably my 2 best rewards of the week. Wait, Ray, we didn't get anything cool on the daily rewards, did we, that I forgot about?
You should have gotten a token.
Yeah, I got that. I got the token and the 25 CP and that, you know, general good stuff. Yeah. And
I had a really good... Who was the last one? Oh, it was the Ralk. The Ralk.
Saturday, you got all the tokens.
Yeah. So I got the legendary token for defeating Hulk. I got the legendary token on the same day for my daily resupply.
Right.
And I got a legendary token for my VIP on the exact same day. It was a good morning. 3 legendary tokens right away.
Hey, I'm up at, in, what is this, 8 days. I'll get that X23 on day 925.
Oh, right. And see, that's what I was thinking, because I forgot how far... ahead of me Ray was, so I will be getting that legendary token either let's say tomorrow, and then the day after that I'll be getting my first black Ghost Rider cover.
The good power.
Yes,
very nice.
So that'll make him creeping closer to usable.
Yeah, that,
so I'm excited about both those things.
That cover forced me to champion him, so now I don't know what my Carol Cyclops Ghost Rider team is going to be like.
Sure.
She's going to need to be boosted to have that actually work.
Right, to be able to tank in that color.
But I couldn't not champion him. I mean, that was the 14th cover. Actually, my 15th cover. So I couldn't not champion him. So, but my actual reward of the week, though, is a completely unexpected. The last PvP event, sorry, PvE event, when it finished, I, without even looking at it or trying, finished in the top 100 and was able to get a Mordo cover.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
So that was a complete surprise.
Man, I was playing that event right down until like the last half an hour. And as I played it, I was dropping. Like at one point, I was at 102. And 20 minutes later, after I got out some matches, I was at 125. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to close the iPad and go to bed.
Weird. Yeah, I had the exact opposite story. I wasn't really paying that much attention to it. I played it quite a bit, but I wasn't even playing it at the end. And then the next day I opened up my iPad and it was like, hey, you want more dough? Yes.
I said it'd be nice because I'm not getting any of those points for the required matches right now in Strange Sights because no Mordo.
Oh, right. Sure. Huh. I don't know.
That car's battery is still going.
Are you?
Well, it's been off for the last 10 minutes and now it's back on. I think it's on a 10 off, 10 on cycle.
Are you doing clearance level 7 or 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of them. In Strange Sights?
Well, I mean, just generally.
Recently I've been playing mostly 7.
Yeah, okay. Me too. I was just curious if that was the difference, but
there's just no real benefit for me to go to 8.
Yeah, I agree. Because I'm usually not going for the high up placement. So.
Right. Where are you at, by the way? I'm at level 80.
Yeah, I'm 2,000 points into 80.
I'm at 1792, so pretty close.
Close.
Sweet. I'm not at 80. I'm like 2/3 of the way through level 59.
Okay. All right. Let's open some stuff. Brought to you by this guy. Who wants to go first?
I think Ray should go first. He rarely goes first.
Okay, sure.
I'm going to open 3, so.
All right.
Whoa.
I've got 3 legendary tokens. I'm going to open them.
I told you that I got 3. I actually got 4. My Captain America is, I just keep getting covers for him, and he gave me a legendary, so. But I already opened that. I got an Electra, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But I do have 3. And I'm going to click on the first one. Ooh, it is a purple 5-star cover.
Oh,
nice. Oh. Black Thanos.
Tell me everything Black Widow.
Oh, you can't get enough of those Black Widow covers, can you?
Apparently I can't.
Hey, at least it wasn't red in the ledger.
That is very true. That would make me more sad. The second one is a 4-star. Ooh, a 4-star Ultimate Soldier, Peggy Carter.
Cool.
Oh,
I love these Peggy Carter.
I have to see where she is. Hopefully I don't have 5 red.
I was going to say, is that the red power? You probably already have 5.
Oh, that's going to make me angry. And the third one is another 4-star. It is, hey, an Electra.
Yeah.
Electra all over the place.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't use that Peggy cover.
Oh, sadness.
Yeah, it turns out that 5 is the, or red is the easy to get
cover
for.
Yeah, it's no inspiring presence.
No, that is not the easy to get cover for her.
But I have her at 5/4/3, so you know what that means.
Oh, wow. Oh, don't do it, man.
For Peggy? I'm definitely sinking 120 CP into Peggy.
Do it, Doug.
That is 6 legendary tokens. 6.
That has 6 Electra. I will trade 6 Electra for 1 Peggy any day of the week.
They're not baseball cards. I mean,
but that is a fair statement.
I'll give you
statement.
6 Dale Murphys for a, I don't know.
All right. I also have 3 latest legend tokens, but I'm only going to open 1 because I generate them so sparsely. That I don't want to be without them some show and then be shamed off the show. So let's see if I can give Thanos a poke in his right nostril. See if I can pick me a winner. This 4-star cover of Ant-Man sure will help me.
I like Ant-Man.
It's a small-time crook.
Yeah.
As do I. And I'm sure that I think I'm like 99% certain I can use it. I can. Yay for Ian.
Hooray.
He's a good character.
Now I have, I have him at a whopping 0/3/3.
All right.
Oh, you need that purple.
I know.
All right, I'm going to click on me some Thanos. Oh, it's a 5-star. Oh, now I'm excited.
Oh.
I know.
Quartet? Thanos?
It is Thanos. It's infinite power.
Oh, okay.
We'll poke him again.
Nice.
4-star. It's cherry bomb.
Oh.
Spider Gwen.
Right on.
And then the third one is also 4-star. And it's some countdown for what?
Mm.
So let's see what we got here. That takes my Deadpool up to level 280, which just gave me a legendary token.
Nice.
Spider-Gwen is now at a 145, and my Thanos is now a 221.
Nice.
So I will save that next legendary token for next week.
So my Black Widow, I didn't mention, is at a 214 now from a 114.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, Craig, you got to dust off that Thanos. Take him out for a spin. He's brutal.
That's what I hear. I may have to dump some ISO into him just to...
Man, you don't even need to do that. Yeah. Just go for it.
I dumped some ISO into Bruce Banner just to play with him.
Yeah.
I find him enjoyable.
Well, you've got the other guy, right?
Yeah, when you get the other guy going, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you do always lose out on the match fives because he plays computer style. So he will always not make the the L's or the T's or...
Sure.
Oh, okay.
But that extra damage adds up.
Right.
And not to mention the extra hit points.
Yeah, because he gets beat down, then he gets back up, then he gets beat down, then he gets back up.
He drinks a whiskey drink and a lager drink.
He does drink, yeah.
Cider drink?
Yeah.
Vodka drink?
Yeah, all of those things.
Wow.
He is tub-thumping.
He sings the songs that remind him of the best times.
Yeah, man, he is
songs
just...
Songs that remind him of the better times?
Yes. He is just f***ing the night away. Man, I've not heard that song for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
That was a 90s classic.
That was. So that was the opening of the tokens, brought to you by this guy. Ian, tell me about the podcast network, which now apparently features yet another podcast not featuring me.
I cannot speak on behalf of any of those shows. You'll have to talk to our network director, Joe. Hello, friends. Have you recently discovered the Puzzle Warriors 3? Excitedly burned through every episode in our catalog in a mere 2 weeks and are looking something new to do in your free time? Check out the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. It's got lots of great podcasts that are sure to enjoy. Several of them include both Ray and I. No other ones include Craig. You can go to our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com, for a direct link to any of the shows, or you can go directly to soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com to find more about our fantastic podcast network and its ever-growing catalog of shows.
Ever-growing.
Ever-growing.
Just no more dad distractions.
No. Nope. That is no longer with us.
Hey, whatever happened to dad distractions? I was in my sleeping shirt.
I know. Dysentery. Pooped his sleeping shirt to death.
You would have to listen to other podcasts on our network in order to get that joke.
There you go. That's another reason to check out the soon-to-be-neb network at soon-to-be-neb-network.com.
Take all the children from your room and check some prodigal sons. All right. So that's, as always, thanks everybody for joining us. Folks on the live feed on the who get the link via the Discord. And for the folks who listen to the recorded version, which will pop sometime tomorrow afternoon.
Right. And so think about tuning into our the Discord version of our show, and you'll get bonus features like random car alarm. So all you Friday listeners are going to miss out.
You have features like random car alarm. No editing of dead air. In any comments that make no sense that Ray gets angry about and deletes later from the production version. More sweet information about the ghost of Mrs. Muir and Nanny and the Professor. Ray, go get the theme song for Nanny and the Professor and paste it into this show. That'll make it gold. So check us out. Our updates, puzzlewarriors3.com. Get the podcast in whichever ways you like to get your podcasts. You can leave comments, suggestions on our webpage via the discuss feature, or you can send us an email. Our email addresses are up on the webpage or in the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3 forums where Ray will post this fine show. It was Valentine's Day. If you're still needing to buy a present for your significant other, head on over to Amazon from our website. You buy something, we get something. It's a big love fest.
And for the love of goodness, spring for the next day shipping.
And or you can go over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy some Puzzle Warriors and or soon-to-be-named network related.
Sure. Treat yourself to a President's Day gift, an early St. Patrick's Day gift.
I think for President's Day, you should liberate yourself from a, you know, Benjamin and drop it at cafepress.com. So that's, I think that's all we got. My brain's burnt. All right. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, rock out like it's Earth 65. Good night, everybody.
That sounded better when I actually heard it. All right. Good night.
So it plays better than it reads?
Nearly as bad as it was once I heard it spoken out loud.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely plays better than it reads. Bye, friends.
Donkey's Heath just said, random car alarm is Johnny Rando's car. He's on a date with Extra Girl.
That's awesome. Johnny Rando and Extra Girl.